Brewers and the Cardinals wrapping up their four-game series. Eric Thames has been ice cold in June, but maybe he could take a lesson from Keon Broxton, who digs in to face Michael Wacha top two.
High fly ball deep left center, and Keon Broxton sends one way out of here. Wow. A bomb by Broxton, a two-run shot. And the Brewers have tied this game at two.
Settled in that second. Now he's got Fowler in his sights. Bounce back to the pitcher his first time. And now he hits one deep in the air to right, backing up Santana. He is looking up, and this one is gone. Fowler has tied the game with his 10th home run of the year.
2-1. And Shaw hits it sharply through. Base hit. Coming in Sogard. Here comes Thames. He'll wind it up. The throw to the plate. And Thames is out by a mile.
Davies 1-2. Ground ball right side through the shift and into right field for a base hit. Carpenter's around third. He's going to score. Now Fowler heading for second. The ball was not cut, so he's in there safely on the throw. And we're tied at four.
And the pitch. Swing and a drive right field. Moving back. Piscotty at the wall. It's over the fence and gone. Two-run home run, Eric Thames. It's 6-4 Brewers.
The Brewers take down the Cardinals 6-4. Eric Thames drills his ninth go-ahead home run this season. That trails only George Springer and Jay Bruce for the big league lead. They have 10 apiece. A very strange night for Eric Thames. He got thrown out by a mile in the fifth inning looking to score from second base, but ultimately came up huge in the ninth. He drilled an 0-2 pitch from Sonwano over the wall for what proved to be the game-winning two-run shot. Here is the Milwaukee slugger sharing his thoughts on a 6-4 win.
You know, I had a feeling it'd be either off-speed down and in or a changeup down. That's how he got me in Milwaukee. But I was all right, if he throws me a fastball anywhere, I'm just going to try to tomahawk it, get on top of it for once. I mean, I feel like I've just been missing fastballs. So today I hit fastballs pretty well, so I was just ready for it, and I reacted, and it happened.
This was a great game, but there were a number of defensive plays, especially in the eighth inning. Sogard backing you up to rob Yadier Molina for the first out, and then the double play on Jose Martinez to end the inning.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I was pissed. Like, I dove for that ball and hit off my glove, and I was like, cursing to myself. I was like, see Sogard right there just diving and sliding it barehanded and flip it. Perfect throw. That was pretty incredible. I mean, the whole team was flipping out. I mean, that's going to be the play of the year for me. That was awesome.
And just the job that the bullpen did. You're missing Jacob Barnes, Corey Knebel, but to get two innings from Hader, Oliver Drake picks up his first big league save here. I mean, this was a complete team win, wasn't it, tonight?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Hader is, you know, he's starting to cement his feet in the big leagues. He's doing well. Fastball's electric. And Drake has been there for us all year. I mean, he does what, you know, we expect him to do. He can look there and shoves, good split, everything. So he did a great job tonight.
Trailing 2-0 in the second, Keon Broxton made this a brand new ball game with one of the hardest hit and longest home runs of the entire Major League season. A monstrous two-run shot off Michael Wacha tied the game at that juncture at two runs apiece. Broxton shared his thoughts following Milwaukee's 6-4 win.
Not in a while. I remember a ball like that in the minor leagues, but tonight I really didn't even think I got it that good. It just felt like a nice smooth swing and it hit the sweet spot. 489, that's pretty far. I didn't think I had that in me, so I shocked myself a little bit.
Did you know that that's the longest one ever here?
Yeah, Brownie told me that, and I was shocked, man. I'm blessed to be able to do that. There's a lot of players that came through this ballpark and hit a lot of home runs here, so for mine to be the longest, it's definitely a blessing.
For it to look kind of as effortless of a swing as it did, is that encouraging for you to know that you can connect like that?
Yeah, definitely. It helps me in my later at-bats and know I don't have to do too much. And that's what I've been trying to do lately, is just see the ball and make good contact. So for it to go that far while I'm thinking that, that's pretty impressive.
How quickly do you come back here and watch it on video just to see what you did?
I just saw it. Yeah, I had to check it out. 489, like I said, I didn't think I had it in me, so I had to check it out. I wouldn't say we're making a statement. We're just playing hard and trying to win every game, and that's all we can really do. We can't really try to make statements or anything or try to be anybody that we're not. We're just coming out here playing ball.
In a back-and-forth affair against the Cardinals on Thursday, it was Eric Thames who came through huge in the ninth inning. He drilled an 0-2 pitch from Cards closer Sonwano for a two-run shot to snap a 4-4 tie, giving Milwaukee an eventual 6-4 win. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, the Sogard play in the eighth was absolutely incredible. I mean, that's should make some highlight reels for a while. That one should stay on the highlight reels because that was incredible. The HP one in the seventh is just, you know, a continued of his, he's just his awareness of the game and always being on his toes. You know, he never gave up on the ball. Maybe he set a StatCast record for farthest distance traveled. Yeah, he might be close there. So, but it's just awareness, and HP's always got it.
We were talking StatCast earlier with that Broxton home run. You got some mashers on this team, but that was like.
Yeah, somebody said it was, I don't know what the.
Here.
Yeah. That's second longest of the season.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Judge
wow.
495 and his was 49.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rare air for sure.
And then you get Thames in the ninth inning, just barely squeaks that one over the wall.
Yeah, it's funny. It's Murph and I were discussing whether we should pinch run for Aguilar there, and when he hit it, I was like, oh no, we should, you know. So it got over. I was glad that decision didn't come back to haunt us.
Like 3 out of 4 here this time of year means what moving forward means what for now?
Well, it's another road trip where we, pull the winning record from. And continue to play good baseball and really just continue to be resilient. After losing game one, just being resilient. And that's what this club has done all year.
For all the struggles against the Cardinals over the years, does back-to-back series victories over these guys mean anything to you?
I mean, it's not – to me, it's always, what's happened kind of in the past is in the past. It's different players, and it's – we're doing our best on the road, and it's a different team, kind of teams going against each other. So it's just us playing well, and that's what it is.
And Zach kind of got lost in the shuffle here, but what'd you think of him today?
Yeah, I mean, I think he obviously had a tough first inning, and just kind of but he got his way through it. It was really similar to his last start a little bit for me, and that he just battled through it and kept himself and kept us in the game and got through it. It's the first inning was it's tough to start the game with that first inning for sure, where I think he threw 36 pitches and really had to work hard to get out of that first inning, but he did a nice job after that.
The Brewers return to Miller Park on Friday as they welcome the Padres to town for a weekend series.